Hey, what's up, everybody? It is a brand new day. It's a brand new weekend. A lot of excitement around the MLS Cup Final. Major League Soccer comes to a conclusion today with the top two teams in each conference. You've got LAFC. Can they repeat? Do they have another go? This time, the tables are turned because they're playing in Columbus, and you're playing around a team that is well-versed, meshed. I think we've got a good balance between recognizable names, but I do feel like Columbus Crew overall has probably got a better chemistry up front. So it's going to be a fun day. We're going to talk about the predictions, what you guys think as far as who's going to win, who's going to claim the title. We're going to cover some of your guys' commentary. Not a lot of ours is in town. It was clearly evident from the photo that the Utah Jazz posted, which in hand generated a lot of talk, a lot of rumors. Is he coming in to replace Elliott Fall as general manager? Could he maybe be pushing Pablo out of a head coaching position? Could he return as an assistant? Will he be a technical director? No one knows. There are talks ongoing with Jason Christ as to what his role may be, but it was just immaculate timing to give us the buzz and give us the little hope in the organization once again after a massive shakeup after the news that we got that, you know, shifting Elliott Fall mainly out along with three of the little to cover on the Real Salt Lake side. We're just waiting for the news to drop. And I don't know. I think if you pay attention to what a lot of teams do or a lot of the ways that publications are handled, usually after a big event like a MLS Cup or any championship, then the teams are ready to kind of get back like in the spotlight. And so I don't know, maybe we could see some formal announcement, some article published that'll probably explain Jason Christ's role, if not just add more clarity, probably right after the cup is played and the winner is determined. And you guys have a lot to say regarding who you think is going to be lifting up the trophy. So let's get into that. Let's cover a little bit of what you guys are saying online. So from the RSL Show Twitter account, if you guys aren't following, go over there, hang out with us. We have a lot of fun. We tweeted, who do you got? Who will lift the at MLS Cup? Drop your predictions and comments below to be featured on the RSL Show. So we're going to deliver on that a little bit. We're also going to hit the IG comments too. But I also do have some predictions from the RSL Show peeps, also Jake Simons, Mitch Rodriguez, and Cheyenne Foster, who I think is a big Columbus Crew fan. And if you guys don't know who Cheyenne Foster is, she is the Between Clean Sheets reporter or MLS. I don't know exactly what she calls herself, but she does coverage, and she's a friend of the show. Okay. So Russell Grizz says, hate to say it, but I think LAFC wins. Drewinski says, honest prediction, 3-2 LAFC. What I want to have happen is a 2-0 for Columbus. Ben Hunt says, LAFC again. And Barry Utley says, hopefully Columbus. So, you know, we're kind of seeing a little bit of that bias. Real Salt Lake fans obviously aren't keen to the LAFC club as a whole. There's been a lot of drama between us and the fans. We see it as a rivalry. I don't know if LAFC fans would see Real Salt Lake or its fans as a rivalry, but if you guys remember back to the Demir Karate Kick, I know a lot of LAFC fans that I know personally still remember that moment, and they've never forgotten. So there's a little bit of validity to us being sore and hoping that they lose. On IG, KSL Sports says, just over here dreaming of the day, RSL wins another. Yeah, it's going to be a while before that happens. Ike Gonia says, my heart says Columbus, but the script says LAFC. Schaffer Lou says, I want LAFC to lose in the most brutal, heartbreaking fashion this league has ever seen. That's great. I actually love that. And then Kai Dog replied to him and said, it's going to be LAFC though, with some cryy faces. Charles Vasquez says Columbus. Yo boy Kevin says Columbus, cause F LAFC. And Austin, not Pablo Escobar, says LA. You could totally tell he's a LAFC fan by that, by the way that he commented. So it's a little bit of a split decision, but I think the consensus is that a lot of people are leaning towards LAFC. This is Carlos Vela's sixth year, basically captaining that team. There's been shifts in his role where obviously he was the starter, the superstar on that team, but as of late, probably due to old age and maybe being close to retirement, we've kind of seen him come off the bench, and he's basically been replaced or if not complemented by players like Bowanga, or even just I want to say 2 years ago with Chicho Arango going in there and really contributing goals and contributing to the wins. So they still have a solid team, and they're led by the same head coach that had won the MLS Cup last year in Steve Cherundolo, who just runs a really good system, and clearly he's doing something right, because he did come in, if you guys remember, breaking the record for the most wins as a first-year head coach with 21 wins after LAFC eliminated or beat Portland Timbers 2-1. So he's done really well in this league. He's 44 years old, solid system, solid head coach. LAFC obviously is a team that likes to spend money, and we've seen basically all of that pay off for them. Big roster names. Gareth Bale obviously had a lot to do with them winning the MLS Cup, taking it into extra time when he subbed in and got that header. And then Ely Sanchez stepping up, taking the penalty, which led him to a lucrative deal with Continental Tires. And maybe he's looking to extend that deal if they can get a win. Now, the predictions from the RSL show are also a little split. But LAFC does have a tough matchup. They've got Diego Rossi, who was a former LAFC superstar before he had left to go play overseas for 2 years. They also have Cucho Hernandez. They've also got somebody else looking for revenge in Christian Ramirez, who also did pretty well in LAFC. And he's expressed that he wanted to stay there. He loved that club. I think he was with them during that run when they won the Supporter Shield and then the Cup. I'll have to double check if he was actually with that squad. If he was or if he wasn't, I don't really care, because I'm not an LAFC fan. And I will start with my prediction. I think that this is going to be an incredible, incredible fight. It's going to be a beautiful match. It seems like it's going to be a little bit on the colder weather side. There might be a little bit of rain. It is in Columbus. It's in a beautiful stadium, Q2 Stadium. It's a brand new, like, state-of-the-art building. The fans are incredible. Also, because of the sanctions that were put on to the LAFC fans for lighting the flares and burning the flares, getting fined $100,000. I haven't really looked into it much, or I haven't really seen news, but I think that affected the amount of how many players could travel to Columbus. And, you know, this is actually pretty important, so I'm going to look it up. All right, and the first search result, here's what it says. So LAFC fined 100K, fan group suspended for illegal flares. I'll talk to that in a minute. Major League Soccer announced on Wednesday it has fined LAFC 100 grand and indefinitely suspended the privileges of the supporter group 3252 after the group engaged in quote-unquote serious misconduct just prior to the Western Conference Final against the Houston Dynamo on December 2nd. The flares were lit despite accommodations being granted to 3252 to create what is called safe smoke. One source acknowledges that the misconduct involved the lighting of around 20 flares, which were not authorized by the MLS. The flares created so much smoke that the start of the game had to be delayed. And the club put out a statement saying that the Los Angeles Football Club is committed to ensuring a safe environment for all fans at BMO Stadium. It has always been the goal of LAFC to create a model club both on and off the field and to create a safe, fan-friendly experience and impact our league and sport in a positive manner. LAFC agrees to work in coordination with MLS on a full investigation of the violations of the MLS fan code of conduct by the 3252 prior to the Audi MLS Cup playoffs. Together with MLS, LAFC will conduct a comprehensive review aimed at improving security and the supporter management processes for 2024 and beyond. Again, I don't know what this exactly means. Does it hinder the amount of fans that can go? Are there any repercussions? I haven't seen anything to that effect. If you guys do, please tweet at me, at RSL Show, at Andy X Munoz. You know, there is a lot of commentary on this, and especially from, it seems like it's everybody that, you know, is a supporter of this league, ranging from various different teams that they support. Real Salt Lake, we've always asked for flares. We've always asked to do smoke. I mean, for hell sakes, they took the streamers away. Like, we can't even, if you're caught with streamers, you get in trouble at America First Field. If you are ripping up paper and you throw confetti in the air, then you're also being busted and you're met with consequences of those actions. So from my understanding, flares like the ones that we saw in the 3252 are banned due to fire hazards. It's not something that the league or the team has control over. From what we last were told from people at the club is that the fire department won't allow it. Has that been confirmed? We don't know. Is it just something that they're saying to deter us? We don't know. None of us have had the courage to go and just try it and see what happens. We like to go to matches or we don't want to get our team fined. We don't want to get banned, right? Or on the other side of that, we don't want to create an unsafe environment where you could potentially hurt somebody. Now, if you drop all those concerns aside, the commentary online was that, well, hang on, why does the 3252 get to do this? Or, hey, Major League Soccer, yeah, they're going to slap a fine on LAFC, but they're going to use all of this imagery and they're going to, you know, take the cool video and the cool photos and it's going to be like in pitch decks for sponsors and it's going to be in the background of like, you know, Apple TV programs for MLS to promote it, all these things, right? So everyone was just basically shouting, this is unfair. Why do they get to do it? But from the sounds of it, it sounds like Major League Soccer had no idea that this was going to be a thing and that it was going to happen. And in the moment, we all know that if 20 flares are just popped off simultaneously, it's going to be tough for security to get to those people and try to rip them out of their hands, especially in a tight-knit standing area, rowdy area that the 3252 is, which we've experienced ourselves and maybe other fans. Like, they're not the most approachable people usually in that type of scenario. I'm not saying they're not amazing people outside of the stadium or leading up to the stadium, but when they get in there, just like any other supporter group, when it's their territory and it's their rules and it's their congregation, I'm sure it was tough to go in there and try to restore any order or rip flares out of their hands and smash them and put them out. So, you know, the league handed down a $100,000 punishment. I think it sends a message to all of the supporter groups out there. And hopefully some people feel like, hey, all right, cool. Thank you. Maybe that'll make them feel like they were heard and the league cares, or at least it offers sort of conclusion or closure that the league doesn't just love LAFC and, you know, they're ready to, in essence, punish their favorite kid. Because, yeah, we all feel like LAFC is Major League Soccer's favorite child. Okay, aside from that, where was I going with any of this? I wanted to address that because there's a lot of opinions and, you know, people are quite upset. But also wanted to explain that Yes, we've wanted to do that at America First Field when it was Rio Tinto. We wanted it for years, and no one has the cojones to try and find out what happens if you sneak flares into a small stadium like that where people are easily identified. And, you know, we live in a state where a lot of people like to tell on each other for a lack of a better explanation. Okay. So, anyways, this game is going to be played in the rain. It's going to be cold. It's going to be in Columbus at home with a team on the Eastern Conference that is dominating, fresh off of a road win of a direct rival in the same state in Cincinnati, went to their stadium and just took it to them. Okay, this is going to be a tough opponent. I don't think LAFC is going to walk into this one thinking that this is going to be an easy toss-up. Let's win, grab our little trophy, and go home and celebrate with, you know, the 32-52 and make them feel better about their fine. I don't think it's going to be that. It's going to be a hard-fought game. And I actually edited a Cucho interview where he reiterates what I just said. Hey, we went to Cincinnati, and we respect all of our opponents, but we just, like, mopped the floor with those dudes. He didn't say that verbatim, but he had a smirk on his face when he said, hey, we went to Cincinnati, and we cleaned up, right? So he's obviously hyped up, and he's got this tremendous, strong squad. He actually said it in the interview, too. Statistics favor the 12th man, right? So you guys are coming to our house, you guys being LAFC. You guys are coming to our house. You guys are playing in front of our fans. And it's going to be an 11v12. And he wrapped it up with something so beautiful and just non-threatening. But, you know, he wanted to say more. He just said, let's find out. Let's find out who the better team is. Which is so cool. So expect a really, really cool matchup. The game is to be played at 2 p.m. MST. And listen, if you don't really care about the final, you should tune in anyway, because I think it's going to be some amazing soccer. I would expect a lot of drama. I really don't think that there's going to be a team that pulls away and, you know, it's 4-1 for the other and it's like a really boring match. I mean, these are the big games, right? Like, these are the games that your best players show up to. Everyone's hyped. Fans are hyped. The air is just electric. I know it sounds stupid, but when you actually go to environments like that, it is just an insane amount of hype in the air. You can't describe it. And when you have players like Cucho, Christian Ramirez, Diego Rossi, two of those three, literally getting the axe from LAFC, back for vengeance, back for revenge. When you have that component, you know it's going to be a good match. So I'm excited. I'm definitely going to be watching it. I'm definitely working it. So thankful for that. And I expect it to deliver. I will be dumbfounded if this is a matchup that's going to be uneven. I really do expect it to be close. 2-1, 2-2 penalties. Something close to the effect that we saw last year when it literally came down to extra time. Gareth Bale gets a header and then it goes to PKs. That was an incredible match. That was top three MLS finals, if not maybe top one, if you remove the bias that you have for Real Salt Lake and you think that the 2009 MLS Cup is the greatest final ever. That's actually a good debate, because it was really good. And it made me really happy, actually. So, RSL show. We got some predictions. Mitch Rodriguez says 2-1 for the Crew. Joshua Clark says 2-1 for LAFC. Alex Napoli says back-to-back MLS Cup champs. LAFC takes it in a shootout. I can see that. And that's pretty much it. I think we've covered all of those. Did I give my prediction? I'm split, but I think Columbus is going to win. And I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a 2-1 for Columbus. And man, the heroics and the narratives that's going to come out of that, if it is one that is won by either Christian Ramirez, especially Diego Rossi. Remember, Diego Rossi was like the number two over there with Carlos Vela for a long time. So he got the axe, went somewhere else, came back. No space for him in the LAFC system. Comes back with the crew. And imagine him getting the game winner. Would be really, really cool. So, a lot of cool stuff, guys, coming up with the MLS Cup Final. Catch it on Apple TV. I'm sure there's going to be really cool features. So, if you're like me and you like to get the, you know, the cool back-end stories, hear what the players are saying leading up to those moments, beautiful shots of the stadium, really cool narratives and really cool stories, those are going to be plentiful leading up to a 2 p.m. kickoff time for LAFC versus Columbus Crew. Aside from that, guys, we appreciate you all for listening. We got some really cool stats from Spotify that we wanted to share that I don't have in front of me right now currently. But you guys have been crushing it with the listens, the engagement. And we would just want to say from the bottom of our hearts how grateful we are, whether you are an existing or a new listener, to just hang out with us weekly and share the fandom, the love, and the support that we have for Real Salt Lake, even though sometimes we can go off the rails and, you know, be the most critical or at times be homers, right? So, guys, if you're interested, follow us at RSL Show. You guys can also follow my personal account at AndyXMunoz. And we will see you on the next episode of the RSL Show. Please have a safe weekend. Be responsible and have fun out there. We'll see you guys soon.